Hi, this is Miriam Castilla, and welcome to the Manifesting Playground for Soulful Women in Business. This is the place where we apply Law of Attraction in magical and practical ways so you can have more money in the bank and get more done with ease. I want to share with you my top five tools for moving beyond five figures. So let's get straight into it. Because when it comes to moving from five figures to six figures, it's not so much that you have to do different things, it's that you have to do things differently. So I've narrowed it down for you to the top five things that I think really made the difference for myself and for the women that I help in transitioning beyond the five-figure income. And so I want you to really focus on these and make sure you've got these nailed. Let's get into it. Number one, make sure you have a daily practice of meditation and visualization. Meditation is really powerful. I call it Teflon for the mind, because when you meditate regularly, and I personally meditate twice a day for 20 minutes, when you meditate regularly, what that means is that your nervous system operates at a whole different level. And the little things that used to stress you and trigger you and spin you off into fear and worry during the day won't be able to get to you. Now, when you meditate, you also get in alignment with your higher self. So it means that you've got access to all that guidance, all that inspiration, all that creativity at your fingertips. My little bonus gift with purchase is that I tack on a 4-minute visualization to the end of my meditation practice. And that's a really powerful way to train, like mentally rehearse where it is you're headed and prepare your body for it. Because when you visualize the Miriam Effectology way, your whole body gets involved. So that's number one, a daily practice of meditation and visualization. Now, let's move on to number two. You don't have to do this every single day, although I like to do it on the spot when things pop up, but then I also have a weekly time set aside for journaling. Journaling and, you know, really writing out and seeing what comes up about all those little things that were bothering me during the week, the little worries, the little background nagging things, the things that I can't quite put my finger on. So sometimes, like I said, I do it in the moment and I just kind of write it out and it gets resolved. And some things that I feel might be a little bit bigger and need more of my focused energy and time, I just jot them down in the back of my journal. And then I sit down once a week and I make some time and I just write it out. And the trick to good journaling is asking yourself really powerful questions. And that's something that comes with practice. So that is my top tip number two. Now, top tip number three is track your income. Not just because you want to know what money's coming in and that you have moved past that five-figure income level and into the six-figure realm, but because tracking your income is one of the most powerful mindset practices you'll ever come across. It's really interesting. When I first started tracking my income, I thought I had my mindset practice down pat pretty well. But the things that were coming up, you know, that you notice yourself thinking on days where you have really good income, and then on days where you have, you know, a few eggs, a few zeros in a row, and you start kind of playing all these mental gymnastics and making it mean things. So it gives you excellent fodder for tip number two, which was to journal that stuff out. And so your daily tracking of your income is something that I recommend you keep doing, because it'll keep flushing up whatever is going on in the background at the unconscious level that could be holding you back from making this whole thing a lot more easy and a lot more fun. So let's move on to number four, and that is you really need to have your money system down pat. So in Magnetic Money, we build your magnetic money management system. And yes, it takes a bit of effort to get it all set up and a bit of time, but then once it's set up, it's running on autopilot. It only takes you maybe 10 minutes, 15 minutes maximum per week to manage your money. But the point is, every dollar then has a job to do, and you know that this is your business money, this is your fun money, This is where the bills get paid, and you don't have to worry about, you know, is it all going to balance? Am I going to have enough money left over for that bill to come out? None of that will be an issue. And it actually helps you then run your business from that point of empowerment where you know your numbers, you know what you're spending, you know what you need to bring in, you know what your return on investment is, you know what your overheads are, and you are the CEO of that business, baby. And that's what helps you move beyond the five figures where you can get away with a bit of sloppy bookkeeping and money management into six figures. It also really helps lift your vibration around money because you feel empowered and in control, right? So that is tip number four. Now, number five is to work from a place of aligned effectiveness. And what that is, it's part of effectology. Effectology is about getting in alignment and getting your money and your time humming by marrying the magical with the practical, right? So we've talked about the money side. Now, your business needs you to run it. Your business needs your time, your focus, your energy to move it past the five-figure level and into the six-figure level. And working from a place of aligned effectiveness is one of your best assets and one of the most powerful tools you can use. And what that means is that rather than just diving in and doing, even if you're using some really powerful productivity tools, the difference between just doing it and bringing the sense of alignment and that tuning into your higher self and the guidance that's there is massive. So when you work from a place of aligned effectiveness, you are truly in flow. It is that Einstein time zone where time seems to stand still and you're just getting so much done. You're totally in the zone. You're in flow. You're fully focused. Everything stops. And, you know, then you're finished and you think, wow, that seems like it hours passed. And really, it wasn't very long. And you got so much done. And not just you got so much done, but you got the actual important things done that are going to help your business move out of the five-figure area and up past that beautiful six-figure threshold. So they are my top five tips or my top five tools that I think you really need to nail and focus on if you want to move beyond the five-figure income area. I'll just recap them quickly. Number one, daily meditation and visualization. Number two, journaling and learning to ask really good questions to flush out whatever might be getting in your way and clear those blocks. Number three, daily money tracking, which gives you lots of fodder for number two. Number four, making sure your money system is in place and you have given every dollar a job to do and you know exactly what's going on. And then finally, number five is make sure when you're sitting down to work, you do it from that place of aligned effectiveness. Now, when you do all of those things, you are truly employing the effectology principles. And that means that you're in alignment, helping you effortlessly attract more money and get more done with ease, which allows you to live that business and life you dreamt of. And that's what it's all about at the end of the day, right? So if you'd like to get a little bit deeper into the money side of things, and I know that you do, then make sure that you access my money manifesting training, which takes you through five very important tweaks that you need to make if you're going to effortlessly attract more money more easily. So the link to that is up in the description. Help yourself if you haven't done it before. If you haven't done it for a while, I would revisit it. It's only 25 minutes long. It's a video training and it does come with a checklist that then reminds you of what the training told you, like what the key points from the training are. So until I see you next though, remember, you keep on embracing your beautiful and unlimited potential. Bye for now.